down late every single day.
Sorry, you're early today in my place.
My clock is back in the office. I'm coordinated with this one. Sometimes it's ahead of it, sometimes behind it. I never hear the bell.
Part A, I believe. Oh, let's see. Did we? Yeah, we. My marker indicates we did it anyway. Yeah, we did. This one, the land was astonished when he extended his hand. So, part B, number one, when he lay down. The phrase now, of course. And temporal modifier here. So, who would like to begin? Tony up next.
I left my book out of my briefcase. I don't even know what's that.
Well, go ahead and see what you can do here.
Walk into suicide right here. Number one.
Number one. And when he lay down. Shakab is to lay down. Shakab. Ordinary. Okay, well, what we want, let's just think it through. What we want is a temporal modifier phrase, And so we'll start with, and we want it past, when you lay down past, we'll start out with YE as part of a series, and when you lay down. So it'll be YE, and then we want to say literally in his laying down. So we want an infinitive construct with the preposition based on it and a suffix, his laying down, in his, so in other words, and it was in his laying down, when he lay down. So, Sharpav is the verb form, and with suffixes on it, infinitive construct, of course, would be shakol, but with suffixes on it, it's going to be shokvol. Yeah, shokvol in this case. Shokvol. So the shokvol. The shokvol. So yhi, the shokvol. Yhi, the shokvol. The shokvol would be spelled base with shua, sheen with kamas katuf, kaf with shua, base with kolam wana. The shokvol.
Is it meant to hold these areas, like, say, what he shared?
I suppose you could get by with that, too. Yeah. Say, what he shared, then you just had Shakao there.
Yeah.
Okay. What he shared Shakao. It's got a slightly different flavor to it, but it's still.
But it did say to you.
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, okay, there's the rub.
There.
Oh, okay. Construction work off. Okay, that's because you can get by the other way, but use the infinitive. That's what he's trying to get at. Okay, number six, Peter, until our work is finished. The next one I gave you, number six.
A temporal modifier?
Well, not necessarily in this case.
You just start with odd?
Odd, yeah. Odd, just start out with odd.
There's a couple words for work. Mal-ak?
Mm-hmm.
And ak, something with
abu-da. Yeah, abu-da was going to be quite the best thing. That's what I got anyway.
Okay. Abod Benu Tom is for finish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Tom in a is it like a ba? Is it just is it toe? No, excuse me, it's not off, it's a name.
Yeah, this is, we've got several possibilities here.
How about, is it tome?
Okay, tome, yeah. I've got tome or te-mam, or te-tam, excuse me. Tome or te-tam. And I've got
te-tom.
I've got te-tom also. I've got tome. Te-tom, and te-tom. I'm trying to figure it out myself. I already got all these words here. Yes, that's using the perfect form, I think. Although your te-tom.
I could also be intended with the hour.
That would be I know why. Yeah, it's feminine. The abodah is feminine. So that's the reason. Yeah, it's an imperfect, it would be yetam, tetam. So it would be, tetam would just be the feminine imperfect form. And now the tome I'm wondering about, this is the one I got. And maybe, let's see.
But it might be a sure if instead
of. Yeah, it's home with, I just got over the phone. And, I just feel like Sabab, it'd be like both there.
It's imperfect construct. It's an imperfect construct on page 154.
Yes. Yeah, the imperfect form is fine. The only one I'm worried about now, then, the tone would be just the infinitive construct. Tit tone might be an alternate form here, or...
Yit.
Okay, oh, that's right. Okay, so, yeah, so tit tone would be the feminine form. So it'll be, okay, so you've got two alternate forms there, and then you could have gone with an infinitive construct, perhaps, too.
Give another alternative.
It says down here that it's, for Tom down here, you've got two possible paradigms. You've got Yetom or Yetom for the masculine.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. So it would be Tetom or Titom for the feminine. Here. Okay, that's what it all came from. And then if you put... I don't think it's quite as good to put the infinite construct here, but if you did, it'd just be tone, form, tau form, me. So up there.
You probably put the verb first and then our work.
Yes, what I did was our teitam, avodatenu. Oh, because with a feminine, you change the hey to a tau before you add the suffix on it. Same happens in construct. It gets pop out tau. This time the tau stays there. The whole name?
No,
okay, avodatenu would be ayin with tatat pata, faith, form wow, dalit with comet, tau. The goal, I mean, Tau Seri, Nun Ashura. Okay? Yes, right.
Seems strange to translate what is English as an adjective as a definitive in Hebrew.
Yes, well, yeah, it's just a different construction. I mean, the to be finished in English is finished, it might be more of a participle, you know, which is a verbal adjective. Right. And in Hebrew, they just got a verb form to mean to be finished. That's what's strange. We don't really have a full
They don't have a noun like that, do they?
I don't think that they have a noun story or even an adjective. They may just use the verb form, you know, for the whole word. That's what I think they do. Okay, it's kind of a stative verb. It's a geminate stative verb. Okay. All right, that brings us number 10. When we came from east of the city, who's that, Daniel? Okay, good. Bivo enu, nekedem lahir. Good. Or you could have had kibo enu too, if you just put it in the case. And you probably would have had a yahi in the sense, although they didn't put it here. But it probably would have been a part of a structure. But. Bivo enu, excuse me, that should be spelled bait with shua, bait, and the first base has a dagesh, bait with dagesh and shua, bait, kolam wow, ayin, I mean, aleph, excuse me, aleph, seri, nun, shrek. Okay. Just a seri in this one. Yeah. Let's see, because the infinitive idea is still in here. It is plural, our, but it's singular coming. If it were our comings, then you'd have the plural form. Okay, mekedem la'ir. Mekedem la'ir. Don't forget the commas on la'ir. I can't take the shua.
I don't understand that. Our comings.
Our comings,
it would be. You put the plural in there.
Well, yes, and I don't know if you'd ever do that. In other words, the point is that. Let's see, you were saying that you were wondering whether you had a seri yod for anu. Now, the seri yod is used only on the set of suffixes that go on plural nouns. In other words, susenu was the seri yod, our horses, whereas susenu was just a regular seri, and no seri yod would be our horse. Yeah, right, our cummings, if you did it that way. I'm not sure you can say that. Because infinitives don't, you know, take plural forms as far as I know. Never seen one anyway. Okay, any other questions on that?
Yeah.
Okay, looking at the next section, we did 2 and 5, okay. So, verse number 2 is up. Right.
Lo, you call, Imanu.
Okay, pretty good. You probably want to put a lamas on Zayt there, just because following the call there, following the verb, you usually, when you have an infinitive as an adjunct to it, it's usually gets the lama. But it's not a real gigantic issue.
Lama on what?
With the last Zayt there, you know, he had Hebrew said Zayt, lit Zayt,
which you probably
want. Lit Zayt, yeah. Oh, wait a minute, that one is monosyllabic, isn't it? Yeah, so you have not with, I said it right the first time. I should have gone by the thing. Yeah, latte. Yeah. So lo nukal latte ki im tate se, or if you had a plural tate se u, depending on the way you look at it, imanu. Anyone need spelling on any of those? Yes. Which one?
The one you had for go forth.
Okay, we'll not be able to go forth. Okay, the infinitive form? Okay, last safe, I'm sorry, yes. It should be lamed with commas because it's monosyllabic.
No, I meant the second one. The second going forth.
Oh, the second going forth. Okay, that would be tate say, unless you go forth with that. So I assume it's masculine, second person masculine singular. So tate say would be tau with dagesh and seri. Sabe with Seri and Olive. Yeah, that's actually has an Olive, so you get that length in there. Do they have a paradigm in this chapter? No, a couple chapters back. I just wonder if they had one that.
No, 139 on the bottom.
Okay. We're getting so many complications now that it's hard to research. Okay, yeah, the paradigm is there. So to get your. Second person masculine figure, third form down, they say. Although it's the same for a feminine, third person feminine figure as well. Okay, any other questions on the spelling?
In Nicole, did it have two series on it?
Nukal?
Yeah.
Okay, that should be Nun with Shurek and Kaf with Pasak Lama.
I had two.
That's on page 139 also.
139.
Okay. I wrote that one down.
And you had what? You had two.
Two
series. Oh, two series. Okay.
And I got it from Sheridan,
but
I also picked the wrong one.
Yakol in the middle of page 139.
Remember Yakol was that funny.
The oddest of the odd.
Yeah. It's funny in its vowels as well. There it is, yeah. It's in page 139. You call, two call, and so forth. So two calls and then. Of course, new call would be the form to follow that out. Didn't really give you the full paradigm, but that's what it has to be. Anyone else? Okay, number 5, the only other one here. After he had seized our money, he ran out of the house. Here.
Vayahi, Aha, Yaro, Yaro, Hakuka, 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 Sa, Love, Bai.
Okay. You set it up with a series here, and probably in this case it didn't say, and, you know, let's see, after he seized our money, he ran out of the house. Really, you've only got. You don't have a consecutive series here, really, although it is kind of consecutive, but it's not because of the series, it's because of it's the after here. After you seize our money, you have a special word for after. So what you should have here is akare, and then after he seized our money, you probably want to use an infinitive construct here, although you could have just akar, ahaz, ahaz. Is that what you had? Akar? Oh, okay. Yhe akar akar. Probably wouldn't want the yhe though, just because if you had and after he seized our money, he ran out of house, then you probably want the yhe. But like we're not restarting sequencer. We get so used to sequences, we want to do everything that way. But, so you could either have akaz if you wanted was the easy way, or you could have had akaray okozo. Akaray would be okozo, yeah. And use an infinitive construct with the suffix on it. It's easing after it's easing.
Oh.
So either way.
I used kapha. Is there a distinction between those two?
Oh, that was a different verb.
Yeah.
Okay, was that for seeds also?
The seeds are grass.
Okay, that would be fine as far as what they've given you.
Okay,
did you use perfect or use infinitive construct?
I used perfect.
Okay, okay, that'd be fine.
He didn't say you used infinitive
construct. No, he didn't on this one. He had it way out. Okay. Okay. All right.
And after the verb form, that's...
After the verb form, then, whichever one you did, akare, okozo, or akar, ahaz, or the verb that you had there, then you'd have f, kas, penu. And from ketsef, you see, that one gets patak. And you need an f there because it's definite, because it's our money. I'll spell the whole thing. It's kaf with pasak, samak with shawa, pe with dagesh and seri, and then dun shire.
Take
is dagesh? Kaspinu, yes, because it's a closed syllable before, and it's the dagesh part. So if you're starting a new syllable. Normally it's ketef. Normally it doesn't take a dagesh, but when you get a closed syllable, first syllable, then the next one will start because of a gotcha five. It doesn't mean it's double, it just means it's the hard form, you know. The dagesh forte, a dagesh lane.
So
the
syllable right before.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
kaspenu, and then I just stayed with perfect, so I'll have rot. Nekut Labayas, Iran. See, you started with a series, so you had a conversion perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be all right if you were in a series, but if you're not, then just be Rosh Nekut Labayas.
I forgot Rosh. I used not.
Oh, not? Okay, yeah. That was
just flee.
To flee.
Ah, right. They're right next to each other.
Yeah, okay.
They grab them.
Okay.
So how can my bias get him out of the house?
Well, mechut, it's mechut la bias. Mechut means out of.
Oh.
And then you use purchase a after that.
Mechut. I just say from the house.
From, how do you say, oh, min?
Yeah.
You say min habayah? Okay. That would be a little bit different picture. He kind of ran from the house rather than from out of the house. In other words, the point here is that he was in the house and he ran out of the house.
Or he was standing by the wall.
Yeah, the other would be kind of standing by the wall or something. Or from the surface. It's like on pole in Greek instead of ek. This is ek. And the two heads are on pole. It's a slightly different picture. Mechut labayet. Nechut labayet. Nechut is main with Yurik, Pei, the Shurek, Sadi, and then labayet, Lamas with Patak, Bait with Dagesh, and Patak, Yod with Yurik, and Tafi. Any other questions? Okay. The reading. Joseph and Potiphar's wife. So, we'll do the whole thing on this. And John, are you next? Okay, go ahead and take the first sentence. Let's see.
First sentence goes all the way to the whole paragraph.
Yeah. Why don't you stop at the first semicolon there?
Oh, okay.
What did she say to him?
Oh, okay. Elau.
Yeah, stop at Elau there. Second word, the second line.
Vayihi achar hadavarim. Ha'ela wa tisa what is anxious. For keep Potiphar as a neha. El Yosef, he who haya Yosef mar'e tomer elau.
Okay.
And it was after these things, and the wife of Potiphar lifted up her eyes toward Joseph because she was beautiful of appearance, and spoke to him.
Okay. The trouble is that he was beautiful. He was handsome. Part I want to say.
Ah. Okay. Other way. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That's right.
So
he was handsome.
Right. And we had a different form for Hayah too. It was something. Hayah. He was.
Yeah.
Because he was handsome in appearance, as she said to him.
So that's one of the yesterday.
That's a construct form. This is one of those things where you're using an adjective in construct. Maybe you have just a few instances before where that happened.
Feminine.
Beautiful in appearance. It was with this appearance idea.
Hot dog talent.
Right.
Yeah. So
that would be your thought, yeah.
What determines whether it goes he or she here?
Oh, just the ending form. Remember the adjective Yafeh we had before? Yafeh was there to start off? And then the feminine form was Yafa. The three was kind of, you know, it was like a 3-day adjective.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was Yafa. And then the construct, Yafa would be Yafa. And so you, if it was feminine, it would be Yafa Maria. And you'd also have a different form for Hayah, too.
Yeah. I just read the whole thing and said, Yafa Mara, well, it must be, you know, she's
a beautiful
woman.
Yeah, well, you're used to seeing, you know, that adjective associated with women.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I did the same thing, but I assumed
it was
he.
Oh,
and
did you?
Be right.
Okay. Okay. Maybe we're getting some context or something.
I know where I'm going.
Okay.
Okay, so you just take that adjective. Whatever gender it is, you try the rules are different right now.
Yeah,
what we did.
Right. Yeah, that's essentially what's happening, is that it's just like acting like a noun. It doesn't happen very often, and this is one of the most common expressions where it does. I think first time we were introduced to it was in a reading, and they give a footnote on it. And it says something like notice the adjective is being used in construct like a noun or something like that. I don't remember what chapter it was, but so that's the same thing that's happening here. It might have been the vocab given. Did he give a little blurb in the vocab on this?
We had this question. There was a note
beautiful
in the reading before. Where,
okay, that might have been. Yeah. We've seen that expression that you're going to read. It is made in the vocab. Okay. Well, we'll start off then right after Elau. Once you read from there, it's still long. Why don't you read to the first comma there after Hazad, the second and that third line. Let's read after that comma.
Chicago, in the Wayam, Yamai, and Joseph. Everything that he has, and there is no man greater than I.
Right. Right.
Next sentence, and let's see where we'll stop on this.
You don't even have a comma, so I'll be down here.
In the house, and then there's a shaman there in the house. And
okay.
When you translate it, it's kind of a break.
Yeah, right. We've got a new verb form there. Okay, why don't you go to Gobias there?
Okay. Why he could dab bara el yosef yam yom willo shama eleha dikab yitra le tio o ima wahi ke hayon haze waya bo hap baita la aso nak nak to vein ish me anashe
Mianche,
Habaye, Sham, Babaye.
Okay, good.
And when she saw Joseph day after day, and he did not hearken to her, to lie near her, to be with her, and on a certain day he came toward the house to do his work, and there was not one of the men of the house there in the house.
Okay, good. Good. When she's spoken to Joseph day after day, yom yom, you can get the feeling of that day by day, you know, day after day. And he did not hearken unto her to lie near her to be with her, that on a certain day he came to the house to do his work, and there was kind of a minute of house for him. Yeah, John?
On that kudav davra, they're not really using that. He's translating it loosely when she spoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not being used really as a verb or anything like that. It's when her words to Joseph, right? It's kind of.
Well, yes. The trouble is that this is a verb form.
It is a verb
there, and you see the dagation of bait there.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it's a PL form. We haven't had them yet.
Okay.
That's why you didn't get a footnote. But it is a PL infinitive construct with a third person feminine singular suffix. So it's in her speaking to him. Same thing with that before, but it's just that it's a PL verb form that we don't recognize quite.
What is PL?
It's kind of an intensive. But in some verbs, like there is no call form for the verb. So there's only a PL form. So that's what you're using.
Does that indicate the Hebrews that when they speak?
Yeah, maybe. We don't speak anything that's not a sentence. I don't know. There's a lot of verbs, but there's no call form. They're only found in PL. It'll
be interesting to find out.
Would be. Okay. All right, so we ended up with in the house here, but by it, and we next start off with that walk consecutive form. Who's up next? Daniel. Okay. Just finish out the sentence.
Okay, Vayazo, Pisto, Vayada, Vayana, Vayeche, Vahahusa.
Okay, that's an interesting form there.
And she sees him literally in his garments,
mm-hmm.
saying, lie with me. And he abandoned his garments in her hand, and he fled and went forth to the outside.
Yes, okay. Quite emphatic. He went out to the outside. Yeah, okay. Good. So, and she grabbed him by his garment, or in his garment, literally, saying, lie with me, and he abandoned his garment in her hand and fled and went out toward the outside, or outsideward. So he departed outsideward, and it's just kind of like the ekbalo ek, you know, in Greek. He threw it out outside, you know. So, follow XOR. Okay. Let's see. Price, you're up next, and let's see where we'll stop you here. I think we can stop you at the end of the first line.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he.
dog, pet. Big dog. So yeah, dog. Why, no. Akusa. What's the flaw? La Anna Shay. Shay.
Anshay.
Shay. Pesa. What Comer. What Ham. Memor.
Shay.
And it was that she saw that he left his tunic in her hand when he had run outside. And she cried out to the man of the house, and she said to them, say.
Okay, good. And she saw that he abandoned his garment in her hand and fled to the outside. That was a way to do it, to keep the hands away from him. You kind of have to, you know, play some games with it one way or another. So, could they, and as she saw that he abandoned his garment in her hand and fled to the outside, she called to the men of her house and said to them,
ooh, her house.
Yeah, her house. They thought that the suffix kamate would not be feminine. Where was the suffix for now? Okay, any other questions? All right, go ahead and finish the rest of that pause there, Harry.
Now you saw a light, a heaven, an easy, wish out, you need, but in the he called the door by a key. Kishamo, Eskoli, Maya, Ato, Dixi, Dixo,
and Dixo,
Eskoli, Maya, no.
Okay,
Yeah,
you can see why they're giving us this reading. You've got so many of these apocryphated forms and walk consecutive forms and so forth. One more comment here, Beck, in that this is Kishom O. There, I think you had Kisham O.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Kamsatu there with this four syllables. Kishom O. Okay. Yeah, it's easy to miss those. All right, go ahead then, starting with Rahu.
See to me, the Hebrew servant came to lie with me, and I called out in a loud voice. And it was as he hearkened to my voice that he abandoned his garment fell to me, and it led out and went to the outside.
Okay, good. Yeah, see the servant, this first part you probably want to see the servant. Well, let's see, literally, came to me, the servant, the Hebrew. So, the idea is it would be, let's see, you could either have, it depends on whether you take that Hebrew as an adjective or as another noun. It could be either one. So it would either be, see the Hebrew servant came to me, or could be, see the servant, the Hebrew came to me. If you take Hebrew as a noun, you know, it could be either way. So it's almost like see the servant, the Hebrew one, you know. So either the Hebrew servant or see the Hebrew, the servant, the Hebrew, came unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice, and when he heard my cry, he abandoned his garment near me and fled and went out to the outside. Yeah. Then the next one, let's see. Yeah, why don't you fight the boat?
Why he bobo Isha Habaita.
Watomer, Gam, Elau, Kadvali, Haila, Waihi, Ishto, Wanhar,
Waihar,
Apo, Waikak, S, Yosef, Waiyatain, Oso, Bamakom, Asher,
yeah, it's been a while since you saw one of those.
As Asire Hamelech Sham.
Okay.
And it was when her husband came toward the house, and she spoke also to him, like these words or similar.
Yeah, according to these words, might be according to, or possibly about these things. If you take different things, but I think really. Probably best according to these words. According to these words.
All right.
Well, that's possible too about these matters.
A real good word for that.
Yeah.
About these matters, about everything you're trying to find.
That's another possibility, sure, with the context about these matters.
Mm-hmm. So paraphrase the words like these.
Mm-hmm.
Or similar. And it was as he heard the words of his wife, and anger came to his face, and he took Joseph and gave him. In or into that place which prisoners of the king are there, or
okay.
presumptive pronoun.
Okay, so you got it. So, and when her husband came to the house, she said also unto him according to these words or about these things, whoever he had there. And when he heard the words of his wife, he became angry. And notice that expression for becoming angry. Vayikar afo. Literally, an anger was to his nose or to his face. So it's really an emphatic form of anger. You can just see him turn red.
Yeah.
Okay. So, although, you know, when you read the rest of the account, he probably suspected his wife wasn't on the up and up, too. He probably knew her pretty well. But, so he became angry and took Joseph and put him into a place where the prisoners of the king were, or literally into a... He gave him in a place where prisoners of the king were in it or something. Yeah, in the place. In the place where the prisoners of the king is. Right.
You should not include Sham, though.
It's almost presumptive, but he put him in the place where the prisoners of the king were there. Or he put him in the place which the king, it's literally, you put him in the place which the king, prisoners of the king were there. And that's part of the best literal. He put him into the place where the prisoners of the king were there, but that doesn't sound good in English, so we just say where the prisoners of the king were. Because we get the there from the where. You know So the Hebrews just got which the king, the place which the prisoners of the king were there. That's literal. Okay, another exercise is under the belt.
Okay.
Let's take a look at lesson 34, unless there's any other questions here. This chapter isn't too bad. It's kind of a relief. And if you don't have a bunch of new complicated, I mean, you don't have any new complications, you just have some new paradigm, but it's not really a paradigm per se, because there's no declension in this form. Okay, the passive participle, a verbal adjective, is nothing new than what we've seen before anyway. The passive participle, a verbal adjective, is formed in the pattern ahu, Thomas Shurek, with all verbal roots except those of two wow and two good and yo. The two wow and two yo, there's some debate about whether they even have a passive participle, because most of those verbs are intransitive. You got an intransitive verb, you can't have a passive. In other words, a passive is only formed in a verb that could take an object, and now the object becomes a subject, and so forth. So, we have the perfect form, and here's just a rundown of the verbs we've had so far, the kinds of verbs, and you can see what happens. kasav is the perfect. Kasuv would mean written. You know, like a written garment or something. A written document. Something like that. Written parchment or something. And then, now the infinitive absolute he sticks here, so he's not going to say anything about it until the next section here. But if you want to just look at the infinitive absolute, we don't know what that means yet, but it's just kapo. It's just a poem now instead of a shirat. But it's the comments. They briefly put them together in the same chapters because the forms are all the same. And they're nice and regular. And then you got azav becomes azu in the infinitive construct azov. Bakar becomes bakur, infinitive construct bakor. Shalak becomes shaluak, and the infinitive construct shaloak. Now, why do you have the patah purchase there? The shurik and the kolom while both will require a patah purchase when you've got a tape or an ayin. Okay, or an olive if it was too. So akal becomes akul, and even a one olive is nice and regular in this, an akul. So the one olive is no different than the rest. Nata is a three guttural, becomes natua, that's the only thing there is just the patah purchase. And natoa. Nata becomes natsu, and natso, you get a quip, an olive on this one. You get the yada becomes yadua, and yadoa. Sava becomes sabu, even the gem is nice in this one, and sabo. And bana, this is a little bit different, it's banui. And you get the ui sound in the end. You get a yod instead of the hey. So that's the big difference on that. But then the infinitive construct is bano. It's what you would expect, except for it doesn't form out, it's just form. And then with kam, we've got kum and kom. And with sam, you've got sim and som. But the infinitive construct, absolute is okay, but that passive participle is questioned about the quoted presentation just because there's a question as to whether that really exists or not. So that's pretty nice.
Why do they have a line there on
their eyes? Oh, they're just, the reason they have a line is because you couldn't translate it.
What
does
that mean?
Calm. What was
calm? To arise.
To arise, yeah. I thought you could say arisen. Maybe you just, in other words, you just didn't put it there because that one doesn't, see, plate apparently does have, it could be a possible form. Apparently, you've got a parenthesis that it may not be used. But there's a question about whether this thing. So you don't arise something. So, you know, you could raise something, I suppose. See, the idea of arise, I arose, so the way the Hebrew word is used is intransitively. You get the problem that, you know, in English we can raise something, but to arise is a reflexive type of thing. It's not going to be taking an object, so I think that's the reason. Okay, then there's a note. Because of semantic incompatibility, the form is not usually found with verbs having stative or intransitive meaning. So in other words, if you've got a verb that's stative or intransitive, then you're not going to likely see a passive participle with it, of course. The generally intransitive character of the verbs two wild and yod makes the occurrence of a passive participle in that class rare and open to question. The forms mul, meaning circumcised, and seem, meaning placed, are often quoted as examples. You know, that it can't exist, so that's why you've got placed up there, but you put the line through com. They consider those as possibilities. The sim forms, as given above, call for little comments. Note the furtive pop-up in the root three guttural and the final yod in the root three hey, so we noted that as we went through. As an adjective, the participle is senseless, but bears the connotation of completed action. In English, therefore, a relative clause with a perfect or preterite verb is often required in translation. So we're out of time here, but you can look at these couple of examples. Ha'ish, keharuth, would be the slain man or the man who was slain. Not the man who killed, but the man who was killed. So there you're getting the passive participle. So it's not the killing man, but the being killed man, or having been killed man. Okay, well, we'll stop there and continue tomorrow. Chapter shouldn't take too much long here. So you may want to, perhaps if you want, I can just tell you which ones in the exercises we're going to do so that, you know, we'll probably get into the exercises tomorrow, so I won't assign it. But on part A, we'll do the odd ones, and part B, we'll do the odd ones. And while we're at it, I'll just tell you C and D. Part C, we'll do 1, 5, and 9. 1, 5, and 9. Part C. And part D, 1, 4, and 7. 1, 4, and 7. And then all the readings. That's not a formal assignment this time, but we'll get started with it. Okay, the next week, let's see, Tuesday, probably they will finish up what we have to do on this, and then on the end of Tuesday, we'll start reviewing for the test.
Everybody can sign up and
oh, did you get that phone? Oh, I see.
I'll have a whole week to do my grades. You know, when the teacher's going to do this, continue for for a week in Cedar Gate. That would be great. But just trying to get a number of things. We see these back times and main problems go there. So I'll make it okay. But I, like I say, on your master's one, I'm sure I can get it back to you. See, I'll have all day. Bakers is Monday. No, that's Monday's the same, but that's
Monday's the
banquet. Bakers is Tuesday.
Right.
So I'll be able to work all day Monday, and probably, in the afternoon.